on 1116 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
George Tanikian also joining me in the Richmond studios. I'm in Perth for the supercars over here at Barbagallo Raceway.
Mate, it's very hard to keep the two of us in the same studio. You know that.
Oh, no, no. We can do it every now and then.
No, SEN worked it out very well. They said, stay in Perth, Shebekster.
Do not come back.
Hey, and Saponi is here.
He is, and he's on his way to the airport. Heading off to Sydney, of course, for this cracking grand final. As part of the Fox Sports A-League team.
Yeah, Francis and Howcroft will be doing it from about, what is it, 4:45?
Yeah, on SEN app and also Aussie Digital. But Michael Saponi with thanks to Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central Hardware Lane, Flinders Lane, and their new store opening in Spring Street. You would have got a nice little trim during the week, Zappa, so you could look your absolute best for the grand final, wouldn't you?
I wish I'd had time to put up with the grey.
Mate, don't they have a mobile service, Michael? Don't they follow you? Can't they follow you around? I can see it now.
There'll be plenty of the salt and pepper going on tonight. But we're looking forward to what should be a fantastic afternoon. And I'm at the airport at the moment. It's good to see plenty of Victory fans making their way up to Sydney
And so they should, mate. The team's done fabulously well to get in the grand final.
Yeah, they have. It's been a great season for them. You know, the points that they amassed, 49 this year, is their second best ever in 12 seasons of A-League. And it means, you know, Sydney FC have been dominant. There's no doubt about that. And they've stolen all the headlines, and rightly so. But what's been lost in all of that discussion is that Melbourne Victory have had a really solid season themselves. And,
absolutely. Slow start, but terrific finish.
Yeah, they are going to be a real big test for Sydney FC. What Melbourne Victory has shown over the years is that come the big day, they are hard to beat. You know, they are really good when it comes to grand finals. And they've lost one against Sydney FC at Etihad Stadium, and that one went down to penalties. But apart from that, they've won their other grand finals. So they're not going to be a pushover this afternoon. And the most common result between these two sides in their history and at the Sydney Football Stadium is a draw.
Yep,
so I reckon this one could go to extra time today.
And penalty shootout.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you? Fox will love it. Drama. Everybody hanging on to the last moment. Huh? Last penalty.
I'll tell you who won't love it, though, boys, does go into extra time, will be the players, because they're going to be playing once again on what seems to be a bit of a cow paddock.
Yeah, I haven't been up there yet, Shebekster, but
I had rugby there last night. Waratahs
were there last night, yeah, mm. And any hope of a good surface was ruined by a downpour for about half an hour just before that game kicked off last night. So parts of the pitch have been relayed during the week, and we hope that improves things. But yeah, there was some rain last night up in Sydney and that game. So I haven't seen it this morning, but yeah, it won't be the best pitch for the showpiece game of our season.
Historically, and this might sound like a little bit of an oxymoron, but you don't always get the best two teams playing off in the grand final. Sometimes you get a team that's been able to sneak through. But
These are the best two teams.
No doubt these are the best two teams this year in A-League.
The most consistently
performed sides by a long way.
They were, and a big gap between one and then two, and then another big gap between two and three. And so, you know, they finished the season in those positions, had the home semi-final last year, and that always helps going into a grand final. Sydney FC deserve their favouritism. They are the hot favourites today. They did suffer a bit of a blow during the week with Bernie Ebene ruled out of the game through injury. Now, Ebene isn't a starting 11 player this season, but what he does...
But he's an impact player.
He makes a huge impact, George, and he did against Melbourne Victory at Etihad Stadium.
Yeah, remember that goal?
He was sensational when he came on, and his speed and finishing ability will be missed by Sydney FC, especially if this game goes into extra time this afternoon.
Because he's a big body.
Against tiring legs, he is a real danger for Sydney. So that's a blow to them. Graham Arnold has tried to talk it down, as you do as a coach, but that is one thing that's gone in favour of Melbourne Victory. I'd expect Kevin Muscat to name the same 11 that took to the park last weekend in their semi-final against Brisbane Roar. What we did see from Melbourne Victory last weekend was that grunt, that fierce competitive nature that Melbourne Victory can lift to come finals time. And I think it's ingrained in the culture there. Kevin Muscat's been there since day one as a player.
And Paul Trimboli. And Paul Trimboli. Yeah, Trimmers knows about winning.
And they know what it takes to win finals. And that culture, I think, is something that we saw a couple of years ago in the grand final against Sydney FC at Amy Park. They played them off the park, not just the way they played, the way they went about it, the way they tackled, the way they chased. And it's just a different level come finals time. And they have the ability to step it up. And if they can do that again today, I think Sydney's going to find it tough to take Melbourne victory down.
Oh, this is worthy of the status, grand final. Yeah? You've got two coaches who are hugely combative. Yeah? And if you listen to their last interview together the other day, let's just say Muskie right now, if he's playing it at the casino, has gone all in. And that's what you do at a grand final. You don't skirt on the edges. You go full on. It's man on man, and it's right across the park. And Barrow will be one of the key players, as will the goalkeeper, Lawrence. And he sounded pretty relaxed when we spoke to him midweek too. So they're all ready. So that's perfect. And ideal for Fox. It looks good.
Yeah, it's as you said, it's got everything going for it. The big blue, two of the big rivals in the competition, Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC, name themselves as the two big clubs in the competition. And today we've got them playing off in the grand finals. And great history between Graham Arnold and Kevin Baskett as well. Former teammates, of course, when it comes to the Socceroos. And for me, the big interest will be around the midfield. Milos Ninkovic is the best player in the competition. He won the Johnny Warren Medal earlier in the week, the Dolan Warren Awards on Monday night. So he was recognised for his fantastic season. How Melbourne Victory stop him is the big key. And Carl Valeri and Lee Broxham have that job today. And Lee Broxham was outstanding last week. He won our NAB Player of the Match on Fox Sports. And he needs another game like he had last Saturday to help Melbourne Victory over the line today. His game will be crucial because I think that's where the game can be won and lost. If they can contain someone like Ninkovic, then Victory can get this job done.
I did love Kevin Muskett the other day with his comments about this competition being very Sydney-centric and then finishing off with, but that's all right, that's how I like it.
Yeah, they love the underdog status. And,
yeah, they do.
They'll embrace that today, Melbourne Victory, and this is their first grand final away from home. All four of their previous grand finals have been played in Melbourne, so they'll go up there today for the first time, experience something new. But what they will also experience is a very big contingent of Melbourne Victory fans. Anything between 7,000 and 10,000 Victory fans will be inside the stadium today. They'll be there in their navy blue, and they'll be there making a lot of noise. So it'll be a fantastic atmosphere inside the stadium this afternoon.
Mate,
so
if there are omens, if we're to believe in omens, the navy blue got up yesterday.
Yeah, and the New South Wales rugby team, the Waratahs, were smashed inside that stadium last night. So Victory fans are looking for all those sorts of little bits and pieces. And the other one is that when Sydney beat Melbourne Victory in Melbourne, they did it away from home. Can Victory do the same to Sydney away from their home today?
Time will tell. Zappers, thanks for your time. Have a great call on Fox Sports tonight, mate. And we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, boys.
And Alpha Barbers are right behind you, mate.
Yeah, they certainly are. Melbourne Central Hardware Lane, Flinders Lane, and their new store opening in Spring Street. Michael Cipone joining us from Fox Sports A-League coverage. Don't forget the game live on SEN's app and also Aussie Digital. Francis Leach and Jonathan Howcroft from 4:45 today, bringing you the A-League Grand Final. Scores overseas, George in the English Premier League, Man City 5, Crystal Palace 0. Bournemouth and Stoke had a 2-2 draw. Burnley and West Brom had a 2-2
draw. And Bournemouth had to come back. They were 2-0 down.
Terrific result. Sunderland 2-0 over Hull City. Leicester 3-0 over Watford. Swansea 1-0 over Everton. And let's not forget a couple of days ago where Tottenham lost to West Ham 1-0 and blow any chance of taking top spot on the ladder.
Mate, I've just got to do a shout out, if I may. Young Stephen Quatermain's celebrating a big birthday today. So
50?
It's just a little bit over 50.
Oh, okay.
But, he's looking forward to seeing his Hawks bounce back. So for the birthday boy, on ya, Stephen. Happy birthday.
We're going to take a break, George. Back with more in just a sec here on The Ultimate Wrap.